Oh, good God, no. I can't do that to you guys. Hold on a second.
Hesitating. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Of the clink, the mistress of Murderer's Row, Matron Mama Morton.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen, they'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all and all of them love me, because the system works, the system called reciprocity. For mama, she'll do one for you. They say that life is is tit for tat, and that's the way I live. So I deserve a lot of tat for what I've got to give. Don't you know that this hand washes that one too? When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. If you want my gravy, pepper my ragu, spice it up for mama, she'll get hot for you. When they pass that basket, folks contribute too. You put in for mama, she'll put out for you. The folks atop the ladder are the ones the world adores. So boost me up my ladder, kid, and I'll boost you up yours. Let's all stroke together like the Princeton crew. When you're stroking mama, mama's stroking you. So what's the one conclusion I could bring this number to? When you're good to mama,
hello. Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Mama's Girls. I'm in the middle of trying to turn on the other mics, so we will need a moment. John, why don't you say hello?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mama's Girls, WMFO in Medford.
Yes,
Tufts. 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio, student radio. Right now we're in the middle of setting up and just having a good old time, hanging, relaxing, enjoying the beautiful summer weather outside. These long days just give us so much time to think and reflect and just become the best people we can be. And I think that's what the summer is about. It's about reflection and self-actualization. As one of our mamas sets the mics up, I'm going to keep rambling because, like, we just need a distraction, everyone. Our lives are so busy here in the city. Go, go, go. Subway on, subway off. It's crazy. Yeah.
Just keep talking.
We're just setting up the board right now. It's thinking.
Yeah, I think we might just need to share one mic. I don't know why there's no other mics. Okay.
I think we're going to share one microphone on this program tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I can hear myself from this mic. It's just kind of far. Can you hear me talking in your headphones?
Yeah.
I think we just maybe put it there and then, yeah, everyone
okay,
gather around
so
to one mic. I don't know what's happening. All the buttons I'm pressing, nothing is happening.
You know what, guys? It's like a community.
Yeah, it is like a community.
Yeah, they had to do this in like the 1940s, so.
Let's just play some music.
What's going on?
Yeah, maybe you should
Yeah, I'm gonna put on some music and then maybe we'll come back with the whole mic thing, you know. We've got a lot of stories to share, so stay tuned. We wanted to hear.
I just got a tattoo yesterday. So
wait, you did?
John and I were singing Jordan Sparks'
tattoo
earlier. And
who sings tattoo?
I think that would be
Jordan Sparks' tattoo. I think it's actually a very progressive song because
it
deals with the idea of breaking up in the way that it's not saying you'll get over it. It's just acknowledging that they'll always be in your heart, just like a tattoo.
Yeah. Can I see a tattoo, Holly? What is it up? Or is that not appropriate?
I'm laughing, but it's so real. Oh, no, it is.
Oh, that is a tattoo.
It's some lines from
it's beautiful.
A Walt Whitman poem.
Gorgeous. Would you care to share what they are? If not, that's also fine.
I'm probably going to post a picture soon. They're just a lot of long words, and I can't speak it
I
right
can't
now.
Remember them, so they're on my body forever. No. I have plenty of time to memorize them.
I did memorize it. It's just, I've... It's not.
Yeah, I think that's correct. You're so correct. What we've been feeling is that feelings are in the air in Somerville, Medford, Massachusetts right now. Another person was just added to my house group chat. There will be 9 people living there as of next week. So many people. Wow. Anyway, here's Jordan Sparks, everyone. Multiple microphones. There was a bit of a mishap with the computers. The hashtag girls who code.
Mamas who code.
Mamas who code.
Hashtag mamas for code.
Mamas for code, baby.
Mamas who code. Let's get that going. Blow it up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Hashtag mamas who cared.
Who cared?
Who cared?
Mamas who cared.
Mama. Girls who cared. Emma.
Emma.
Cleo, you have to accept that you're a mermaid. Emma, we can't go to the party. We're mermaids.
Jamai, you log need to chill out.
I need my Coke Zero. All right, we should maybe stop that because there's a lot of inappropriate words that are from those quotes. And we're all about to go crazy on it.
We love Jamai by Chris Lilly. HBO can be watched on HBOGo.com.
So, yeah, you just heard Tattoo by Jordan Sparks in commemoration of our dear Holly's new tattoo. It's beautiful. It's luxurious, just like Holly. Fancy, beautiful, meaningful.
Easy breezy.
Easy breezy. Beautiful. Holly's not easy. She's breezy. Oh, she's true. Beautiful, but... So you just heard... Oh, Tattoo, not One Step at a Time. Tattoo. And yeah, now we're gonna talk a little bit about Pride.
Specifically the gay kind.
Yeah. So our dear John here went to New York City Pride this past weekend. Would you like to share?
Yeah, it was a great time. I actually spent over 99% of the time chasing the Broad City float, Broad City Comedy Central. I'm not sponsored to say that. Where one of the actors, Arturo, gave me a shirt. And ever since, I've just felt such a connection. And he has my shirt. I threw it at him, and he held it up.
Did he keep it?
He did keep it.
Oh,
and
my God. He has a little piece of you.
Yeah, and then he got an intern to walk a shirt over to me, and I felt so powerful. And, you know, that's what Gay Pride's all about. Just free stuff.
Free stuff.
Because
corporate capitalism.
Because it's now corporate capitalism.
It's about rainbows. Mm-hmm.
Marketing.
It's about pink washing.
Yeah.
It's about white cis gay.
White cis straight.
White cis straight. That's what
narrow,
being gay pride
narrow.
Is about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about these days.
Yeah.
I think we can all.
Identifying
understand.
As an ally, that's pride.
Yeah.
I'm hashtag proud to be an ally.
Yeah. I'm proud to be straight.
I love being straight. It's so important to take pride in your identity. And I just... We might get shut down for saying this.
Yeah, we're just... That was...
This is satirical. I'm going to put that out there.
This is
Mama's
a school.
Girls is edgy. It's really tomorrow's radio today. That should be our byline.
But as you learn in school, there's many acting methods, and one of them is satire, and that's our educational portion for
Yeah,
students.
Exactly. There's this really great magazine called, it's an online publication actually, not magazine, because it's not in print, vocabulary, called Reductress, and they are like this like feminist onion. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're like kind of cool and like underground.
Never.
But
that's interesting.
Yeah.
I need to go check that out.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
I'm not joking.
I was joking, but Reductress is actually super cool. I wouldn't maybe call them a feminist onion, but it's really funny. It's like really great satire for women.
Yeah.
We love women.
Speaking of gay pride and satire, William Shakespeare
was gay.
And
there's a movie coming out about him, or a show on like HBO or something, in which he is highlighted in a het relationship, and I saw it and I was like, that's fake news.
Yeah, he's definitely a leather daddy.
Yeah,
and
he is a leather daddy.
If William Shakespeare were alive today, he would be right in that parade.
He would be loud and proud
with his quill.
We're here and we're queer.
William Shakespeare. It all rhymes.
1827. I don't know when Shakespeare was alive. He's in the life. 1700s? 1600s?
1500s.
He's old.
Maybe.
I was so wrong. If there's one thing we take away from today, Mama's not a history major.
Yeah. And
time isn't linear, I'll say it.
Yeah, so why do we have to learn it like that?
Exactly.
Let's just learn everything whenever we want.
Aw. This new guy just joined my house group chat, and everyone's saying hi to him. And there's a lot of highs. I just got 21 notifications for people saying hi.
And if any of our viewers want to call in at any point, you can check us out.
Let's check how many listeners we have right now.
If we have more,
we actually have a record low of 7 listeners.
Okay, great.
So to be fair, our high is 11. But I actually told someone at work about our show.
Oh wow! Well, yeah. At least we're
I didn't
popular.
Say what time it was on, so he's probably not listening. He also probably doesn't care. Mm. But he did ask the station. I've made a new friend at work. / I think he might be my life coach. Things happened really fast, and I don't really know what we are. But we talked all day, and he knows everything about me now.
Oh, wow.
I think he knows a lot more about me than you know about me, John, and that's kind of scary.
Oh, wow.
But it also feels kind of like a low-stakes vulnerability.
Yeah, totally. I get that.
You know, like, you just kind of, like, randomly tell everyone. Like, I unpacked, like, homeschooling with him.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, also, side note to our listeners, I was homeschooled for most of my life, which is, like, why did that happen to me? I don't know. I did choose it because I was like 5 and I was like, I don't want to go to school. And my parents were like, fine, we're like white hippies in Oregon. You won't go to school. And so I didn't. And it was crazy. And I can dedicate an entire show to that. But it was weird. That's all I'll say. It took a lot to get out of. I still talk about in therapy sometimes.
You know, I'm still unpacking a lot too, so I get that.
Yeah, we all have, it's like Mary Poppins bag. You're like, there's not too much baggage.
Yeah, of
course. A lot can fit in there, you know?
Yeah, and you know, at a party on Friday, I completely unpacked a lot of stuff with this random girl, and I was just like, I'm not sorry, I'm not gonna see you. This was a free session.
Bye. Yeah, I had a friend. She actually wasn't a random girl. I love her very much. If she's listening, Caroline, my heart goes out to you, but we just had a really great heart-to-heart on Friday as well. Mm-hmm. We stayed up till 2:30 in the morning, sitting outside the CC, talking about the hardships of our year and our worries and concerns or dreams, you know, as girls do. And then TUPD almost like caught me peeing behind the women's center.
What'd they say?
They didn't. I ran away before they could drive up to me too close.
I love that.
So yeah, it was a wholesome evening.
Incredible.
Yeah. Do you have any more pride stories to share, John?
You know, I saw...
Still has glitter all over his face. Yeah, let me just say that.
I still have glitter on me.
And it's never going to wash away.
Just like a Pride weekend miss weird time, I saw... I've been seeing a lot of tall toddlers recently. Let me tell you.
Yeah, this is a weird thing happening to you.
I know. I saw 2.
I'm so sorry.
2 more added to my list. They're like toddlers, but they are like much too large. Like a 2-year-old that is like 4 feet tall.
Oh, that's so upsetting.
I think it's the growth hormones in the milk.
Yeah, it's in our water. It's birth control in our waters.
It's the new fluoride.
Well, it's the devil. So everyone homeschool your kids. Don't vaccinate them.
Don't vaccinate anyone. That's also
that's our PSA for the day.
Satire.
This is also satire. Please get vaccinated.
We need to build up herd immunity, people. Okay. Yeah.
The community health major within John is speaking out.
Yes, that's a public service announcement, everyone. Yeah. Vaccinate your children. Vaccinate them. It is scientifically proven.
Yeah,
that it will prevent disease.
I got all the like government mandatory vaccinations, but I didn't get any of the extra ones. I still don't get the flu shot just because I don't think it's actually good for me, like personally, because of my personal health. Mm-hmm. But I think like most people should just like get everything. But I also never got Gardasil, which is the HPV one, and that because there was all the controversy there. People were like it causes like autism or something, or I don't know. They were just like complaining about it because there wasn't enough like trial for it, and so I never got it, but I'm getting it at the gynecologist next week because I keep getting really scared that I'm gonna get it. So I'm just gonna get the vaccination, and I really hope I don't get any of the weird side effects from it.
You know, and that's what America's about. And you
vaccination.
Know, it's about the community again. We're all a part of this community, and
we're all gay.
We're all homosexual.
We all love rainbow.
No, we're not all homosexuals. Not everyone is a homosexual.
Only a select few will make it to the next round of being America's next top homosexuals. The rest of you aren't real homosexuals. This is really offensive.
This
is all a satire. You can't get mad at us. It's comedy. Get with
comedy.
It. It's jokes, America.
Did our net count go down yet?
Let's check. Everyone, shut up.
I hope it went down to 6.
No, we're still at 7.
Okay, great.
There's one person that's always on in on the high quality stream, and I don't know who, like, is wealthy enough that they're high quality streaming us, but no one else ever has. There's always just one person it says that it's on, and everyone else is mobile stream, I think, which means they're from their computers.
Do we count as one?
You know, I think we might be the high quality stream now that you say it. That does kind of make sense, yeah, because we do play us in studio so we can hear it. Myths debunked. All right, let's get back to the tunes. We've really put a lot out there. Mama's had a lot to say. What are we feeling is our next mood? Actually, I know what our next mood is. It's going to be a surprise. No one ruin it. Wait for it. Drum roll. Drum roll. Bye.
Everybody's gotta love each other. Stop throwing stones at your sisters and your brothers.
Mama, mama, good mama.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back. That was Come to Mama by gay icon Lady Gaga. Yeah, that's all that was. It's gonna be a big summer mood, I think. We've played it, I think, on 2 or 3 of our shows already. I think only 2. But we play When You're Good to Mama every time. That's our intro, if you haven't noticed. But yeah, does anyone have anything else they want to share? We're all still a little shook from my story of my coworker I was telling while we were on break there.
Yeah, we heard about the best person
ever. Maybe. Like, he also really schooled me in linguistics. He was talking about, didn't make up like a catchphrase, but he was like describing what he was doing for, he volunteers for somewhere, and he was describing what they were doing, and it sounded kind of like a catchphrase, and I was like, oh, haha, is that like your your mission statement? And he's like, no, ha, like, should it be? And I was like, oh, I think like this would be more compelling. I like changed the language a little more, and I said like, oh, like, I forget what it was, but it just used like stronger language, and he was like, oh, I actually disagree. Like, I think that word like makes people like, you shouldn't use the word protect. Like, that makes people question, like, why should they be needing to be protected? Like, are we gonna like be able to fulfill that? Like, what is we being protected from? Like, we shouldn't say the word rights because that's loaded and that's like centralized to like a westernized version or like mindset of democracy. And I was like, you're so right. Like, wow, like the word rights is completely limiting to a westernized ideology of democracy. Like, I had never thought of that.
Wow, that's like,
he's really woke, I'm gonna say.
That's
it.
That's so crazy.
And he was like, if you want to learn more about this, you should take more humanities and theater classes. They really like discuss language. And I was like, slay me.
Wait, that was that a drag?
It was kind of, but I like was also like, I need to like learn something from you. Like, you, like, you have a lot. His dad went to Hong Kong and like lived with this like master of like fortune telling, and like his dad like knows how to read people's fortunes, and he read his own fortune, and it like got so crazy, and all of this is true. I don't want to go into too much detail because it gets personal, but it's a really crazy story, and I believe in fortune telling now. I'm gonna say it.
Wow.
Don't mess with a fortune that's been read. Don't mess with it. Bad things will happen.
That scares me.
Scares me too.
That's frightening.
Too much power in the hands of man. That also reminds me, I'm talking a lot, but I have a lot of feelings. I just came back from therapy. It was an emotional session, to say the least. I cried on the 87 today. It was fine. You know, I was just telling everyone I had really bad allergies. I don't even have allergies.
Oh, my goodness.
I was just simply crying for everyone and their children and their elders to see. But yeah, I watched this really incredible, wholesome Japanese anime film last night at my house.
What was it?
Called Your Name. Ooh. There's all these people that like switched bodies in their like dreams. There's these two like teenagers, I think. That's how old they were. There's one girl and one guy, and it's like turns into this kind of crazy like story of like connection and love like between them as they like realize they're like kind of switching lives. And they like leave messages for each other like in their phones. But then they realize they're connecting from a different time, and one of them,
wow.
I don't want to give too much away, but one of them has already passed away.
Oh.
And they have to figure out. And like it's very, very emotional, but I will say it's very heartwarming. So
yeah.
It's not a sad movie, but it is very emotional and it's great. I highly recommend watching
it. Yeah, I really want to see that.
It's beautiful animations too.
You know, the last thing that I saw was Scooby-Doo and the Loch Ness Monster.
That movie's scary, I'm gonna say.
No, it's a scary one. You see, the Scooby-Doo gang go to Blake Castle in the Highlands of Scotland because Daphne's cousin, forgot her name, lives at Blake Castle in the Highlands. It's like the family castle.
So she's a witch.
She wasn't a witch. She was just a normal woman.
She didn't have a mask that needed to be pulled away?
No, the only mask that needed to be pulled away was that stupid professor who was trying to scare everyone from coming to the Highland Games.
Why?
Because people didn't believe her about the real Loch Ness Monster, even though she had all these pictures. So then she got in a fake Loch Ness Monster and scared everyone so that they would believe her and take her seriously and actually look at her pictures. But what was ridiculous was, as a professor of such high esteem, what she didn't expect was, once she was caught, to lose all her credibility for her other photos. So
yeah, so
her evidence was just
Completely disregarded.
Yes.
Why did she believe that there was a Loch Ness monster in the first place?
She had photographs. I really do think she saw it.
The classic, I believe that you believe it's real.
No, but my thing is, at the end, right as the credits are about to start, they show the real tale of the Loch Ness monster in the lake.
So it's real.
So it's real. That's how they end
the
movie.
This poor woman was driven to insanity and crime due to her lack of respect in the field. Yeah. I'm going to say it's gendered.
It is an
anti-feminist.
Yeah, and woman. You want to know who was running the festival? An old white man.
Classic. That's what I was talking about the guy at work today. Classism and racism in philosophy. Anyway, continue.
And additionally, there was actually another fake Loch Ness monster, but this one was like not as violent because it was just the people that owned the hotel playing a prank. And they wanted people to come to their hotel, the Loch Ness Hotel. But that one was like less legit and only came up once. But the lake one was the professor, and she really scared people.
I can't believe she got in a suit and like swam around herself.
Oh no, this wasn't a suit. This was a contraption. It was like pedals. It was like a submarine. There were arms and stuff.
So she like built a submarine?
She built a submarine.
So is she an engineer? I don't understand how no one else found about
she's a professor of literature.
Oh my.
You know,
liberal arts, am I right, arts. Ladies?
Yeah, you can be an engineer.
A wholesome
engineer. Yeah.
You can really, it teaches you about everything. Are we dragging our own education right now as both STEM majors? You're community health is STEM, right?
It's a social science.
Is community health like the science-y side of it, or more of the like humanity side of it?
You
of
know,
like
it's both. Public health has so many different.
Oh
lessons.
My god! Actually, that makes sense to me.
Epidemiology is very science.
Is it? Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was like actual just like biology and like.
You actually don't even have to do bio, even though I did.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of cray.
So yeah, I wasn't sure if it was like hard science classes or more of like theory, like the sociology of science. It's like both.
It's like both, but more. Tufts does a little more theory.
You could probably like bend it whatever way you want.
Yeah, totally. You can.
That sounds actually really cool. I wish I got more into community health, but I'm not a science girl. So
I'm just crazy. I'm just like not like those other girls. You are a
I'm a girdle and stem.
You're a girdle and stem.
Oh my god, get it trending, ladies.
Girdle and stem.
I'm gonna tweet that.
Hashtag girdle and stem.
I think I'm gonna tweet that maybe right now.
There she goes.
What's the name of that song?
I don't know, but you want to know what that song is featured in?
What?
The Parent Trap.
You know what we watched the other day? The Parent Trap.
And you want to know what happened in The Parent Trap?
What?
Lindsay Lohan met up with Lindsay Lohan at a summer camp, and then Lindsay Lohan and Lindsay Lohan swapped places, and the one Lindsay Lohan went to Cali, and the other Lindsay Lohan went to London, and then Lindsay Lohan's got their parents to come back together so that Lindsay Lohan and Lindsay Lohan could live together.
Also, to clarify, is girdles spelled G-I-R-D-L-E-S?
Yes.
Okay. It's tweeted, and it's out there for everyone who follows my private Twitter account to see. All right. Do we know the name of that other song, though? There She Goes. Is that just what it's called?
Does any listener know?
Listeners, call in. Tell us what it's called. I'm just going to search there.
They know. If you search, like, Parent Trap
we go. Is that in The Parent Trap?
Yeah, it's when Lindsay Lohan number 2 is going through London. Right when she lands. After she does the thing with Marvin. The little handshake. Marvin. Okay. Also, Marvin is a gay icon. No one talks about Marvin being a... Marvin is a gay icon. And he is amazing.
You know what? We love Marvin. And this one is going out to Marvin. So we're going to play a little song and we'll be back in 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Thank you.
got lost.
Well, Holly's back, and so are we. Holly has returned to the studio. She just stepped out to get some water and then couldn't find her way back. Have you been here before, Holly?
Yes.
You know, it just does that to you sometimes. All the twists and turns of the studio,
hallway.
Of the one hallway.
Of the world.
Yeah.
That's true. Holly, could you call a ride home? Holly.
Wait, that was amazing that was captured on air.
We're all just really...
Oh my god, it's the police. They're coming for me, everyone. I've been caught.
What if they actually came and took
me? And they were like, y'all are too much on air. That was a weird sound that everyone just made.
Sore bicycling.
So,
I think we're going to sign off.
We still have 7 listeners.
Oh, we have 7 listeners.
I'm surprised that I think there are true fans because they're still with us through thick and thin.
Sore. I believe that, like, one of our listeners is Tosha. Sore, Tosha.
Tosha, we love you.
But. Could you come and pick me up, thanks?
That would be so fantastic if we got a ride home because we live like 9 miles away from the
like
studio.
Like so close.
Like so far. We live so far from the studio, but so close
to each other.
But I would want to be dropped off separately so I don't have to walk from your house.
There we go. We have our details.
There we go. Tasha. Oh. We're calling Tasha.
Did you hear us on there?
Hey, Tasha. Is she listening in?
No, she couldn't figure it out. It's close.
Okay, well.
Well, she can tune in next week because we're going to do this forever.
So we just spoke to non-existent listening Tasha.
A ghost in the wires, one could say.
Poetic.
It's the name of a cybersecurity hacking book that I found on Amazon.
That's scary.
It's been sitting in my shopping cart for a while.
That's scary that you can buy that.
Yeah, scary. There's a lot of literature for hacking I found, and it's kind of... Basically, what I've learned is nothing is secure ever.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I also need advice for a caption that I'm going to post a photo on, and I need your input after.
Ooh, what's, yeah.
It's a pretty thotty photo, one could say.
Show me.
let me see, where is it on my phone? John's just gonna peep the photo. This is me. I wanna make it my profile picture.
Ooh. This photo is good.
Oh, thank you. But what do I caption it? I was going for, I'm wearing a Calvin Klein article of clothing in it, and oh, wow. I'm getting a phone call. Interesting. I don't know what to do. From someone in high school. I'm just going to take this really fast, maybe. Probably not. I'm on air.
No, we should take it.
Okay. Everyone, hang on. Keep going. Hello.
Okay. So, Holly, what are your favorite fruits?
Hello?
Just list them. Let's just list our favorite fruits.
My favorite.
I think I was butt dialed.
Oh, okay. We were just going to list our favorite fruits. I like strawberries.
Raspberries.
Pomegranates.
Mangoes.
Apples.
Okay, yeah. I definitely was just butt dialed by someone I kind of wanted to reconnect with. So, drama. It's fine. I love Alice. She's in our hearts. She's going to UMich next year.
Oh, congrats.
I know. We're proud of Alice. What? Yeah, we're getting to that time to sign off. It's crazy how the time flies when you're just
talking.
When you're just
this is
shooting the shoot, as they
Shane
say.
Shane Dawson signing off.
So this has been Avril Lavigne, and It's Complicated.
Rose,
thank you.
Rose.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle.